Hey, we got Brett Tallman still with us from the Manistee Trout and Salmon Derby coming up this weekend. Actually, it's going on all week with side pots and pre-fishing. But, Brett, thanks for hanging around for our second outdoor report this hour.
No problem, Adam.
So let's get the details out about the tournament. Captain's meeting Friday, two fishing days with weigh-ins on Saturday and Sunday. It's $30 an angler for the whole tournament, you know, not including the pre-fishing days, but... give us some information about where they can look online, Facebook pages, and a phone number in case they're interested in coming down Friday for the start of the tournament.
Okay. Our Facebook page is Manistee Area Sport Fishing Club. We got a ton of information about the Derby on there. We'll have updated leaderboards on there every night. If you have any questions, my number is 906-286-0234, or you can sign up. We have a few locations in town that you can sign up for the Derby before Friday night. Wheaties Pub, Topo Lake Sports Shop, Roy's Place, or Linda's Breadbox out in Cook's.
No.
You know, if you can't get there before Friday night, we'll be signing people up at the captain's meeting at 8 o'clock. So.
Got to be at the captain's meeting Friday at 8 o'clock, right?
It's not mandatory, Adam.
No,
but,
it's not.
You know, we like people to come, you know. But, no, if you can't make it, that's okay, but... we are registering people until 9 a.m. Saturday, so if you can't make it until Saturday morning, you can still get registered.
Okay, let's talk about the fishing. First question is this only Michigan waters, or can they run down into Wisconsin waters?
It's only Michigan waters.
All right. So the other thing that I kind of been hearing is the area right there near Manistique has been really hit and miss a lot.
Yes, it has.
I guess a lot of people are running all the way to Fairport, and how long does it take to get there on smooth waters?
Yes, Fairport is about 30 miles from Manistique Dock to the Gap, so you're talking 45-minute run on nice weather.
That's the key,
the
right?
Fishing down there is definitely better right now. It's been real inconsistent in Manistique, Adam. A couple weeks ago was a lot better, but now they're slowly starting to find some fish here. My buddy went out last night. And it got five. You know, there's a few fish around, and they're bigger fish. You know, there's some nice fish around, but they're hard to find in Manistique.
How deep of water have you been finding the fish in, and is there a thermocline at a certain depth, too?
100 to 130 has been the best reports that I've heard. Anywhere from 60 to 70 down seems to be the thermocline.
Okay.
Meat is not working very well. Yet this year, there's a decent fly bite. Dry flies have been good, moonshine. Spoon bite's been pretty good. A lot of the RV spoons have been good. Flounder Pounder RV, Bloody Nose RV, Ryan's Flounder been another good one.
And what about those dry flies? What type of coloration on those has been working?
The Bloody Nose has been really good, and also the Green Jeans has been working. I've been having some luck with the Green Jeans dry fly down at Fairport so far this year.
Good stuff right there. Brad, I appreciate your time, and you know, I'll look forward to hearing how the tournament shapes up.
Okay, sounds good, Adam.
Thanks for having me. Good talking to you again. Take care.
Yep. Yeah.
Brett Tallman from the Manistique Trout and Salmon Derby giving us the details and the fishing report right here on the Outdoor Show.